Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We hear in our lesson, our first lesson for today, God called Abram, a homeless, wanderer, nomadic person, out of the land of the Chaldeans, or Chaldeans. what is today modern-day Iraq? He wandered. And in his wandering, the Lord brought him out into the night sky and said, "Look, look into the darkness. Look into the darkness all around you, the terrifying darkness that can grip you. And what do you see? What do you see?" We're not sure if Abram could see it on his own, and the text indicates that he could not see for himself what God had planned for him. That when he looked at the night sky, when he saw all those stars, it seems like he saw primarily darkness. He saw no promises of a glorious future. He saw his own death, and that was it. That was the end of the line for him and his. Everything he had would pass on to another and pass into oblivion. His name would be forgotten. That's what he saw when he looked to the darkness. God had a different vision for him. God said, "Look at all these stars. Your descendants will number like all of these. Those who call you father will be number like all these stars above your head." God spoke to him through the night sky, shining through the darkness, these little specks numbering in the thousands above his head. He said, "This is my promise for you. Though you may not see it for yourself, I promise you there is a future that is brighter and more magnificent than you can imagine for yourself. It is more significant and unfathomable than you can ever come up with on your own, because it is what I, God, have imagined for you." And how did Abram respond? "Psh!" "And what are you talking about, God? I'm an old man. I have no son. I have no one to share all these blessings with." It's a powerful thing when you think about it, to doubt the Lord, especially when the Lord is promising you directly a brighter future ahead. But that's exactly what Abram did. Now, many of us, when we have doubts in our prayer life, doubts about what God is doing in our midst or what God is not doing in our midst, many of us have the blessed fortune to kind of keep it to ourselves and not have anybody else around us really know what we're struggling with. Abram has the good fortune to have his doubts recorded in the best-selling book in human history, so that today we all get to read about him doubting to God directly. There's something powerful, though, about how Abram shares his doubts with God the Father. Because even as he has struggled trusting what God is telling him, he's still talking to God. He's still acknowledging that God is in the midst, that God is present with him, even while he cannot see and realize the promises that God is trying to share with him. While he is actively doubting our Lord's favor and our Lord's presence in his life, he's still acknowledging that God is there with him. There's a powerful lesson, I think, that we can learn from that. when we doubt God in our prayer life or doubt the direction that God is leading us. But oftentimes we're still acknowledging, like Abram, that God is with us all the way along. Even and arguably especially when we cannot see the direction where God is leading. Unlike Abram, we have the hindsight of human history to understand and to trust that God did make good on God's promises. Abram's descendants did and have numbered like the stars. More than that, we as Christians and non-Jewish folks claim Abram as our adoptive father, right? Even Muslims claim Abram as their patriarch as well. More than half of the world's population looks to Abram as a father in the faith. This guy who wandered around the desert, wandered without a home for years upon years upon years, had to relocate here and there, did not seem to be much of anything in his own day and in his own time. Through this homeless man, God filled the world with faith. God inspired generation after generation to hope that though we all look at the darkness from time to time, though we all look at the night sky and end up like he did, the text says that he was terrified by this deep and impending darkness that surrounded him. God still led him through that. God led him through that darkness, and by leading him through that darkness, led generation upon generation throughout the history of the world to new hope as well. It is a powerful and great legacy that we see in our text for today. As I told the kids, there are many things in our world which can make us, like Abram, doubt the direction where God is leading. Make us scratch our heads. What is God really saying to me today? But there's a significant lesson in our first passage for today. That God is speaking to us in profound and diverse ways. We don't need to just wait for the voice of the Lord to just come yelling in our faces. But like Abram, sometimes it's as simple an act as looking up at the night sky and being reassured that God does indeed love us and have better plans in store for us than we can even ever imagine for ourselves. May we trust in that this week, brothers and sisters. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.